Thank you guys for choosing Weekly Politics as your podcast today. There's a bunch of new, well, sort of new people who are running for president, and I decided it would probably be within my best interest to explain all of these people who are running for president, both Democrats and Republicans, what their beliefs are and how well they compare to other candidates within the same party, and then I'll get to who I support running for president as of right now. So let's just start with the Republicans. Obviously, everyone is talking about the Republican side because, well, there's a Democratic president, this is his first term, and whenever there's a president in his first term, the party he's on usually has the fewest number of candidates, and that's simply because he can run again, right? So why would you run against him? So that's just really simply why. So we're going to start with the Republican side, and the first Republican I'm going to list off here, his name is Steve Laffey. Again, a Republican, obviously. He's from Rhode Island. I'm pretty sure most of you haven't actually heard of him because Steve Laffey, well, he was mayor of Cranston, Rhode Island, which means he's probably just about as qualified to run for president as Pete Buttigieg. Except Pete Buttigieg was a gay man, so he was even more qualified, obviously, than Democrat standards. That's a joke if you didn't know that. Steve Laffey, I would give him a meh. I mean, no one really knows what his policies are, and that's probably because he's trying to take a middle stance. He hasn't done any campaigning that I've seen anyway, and I'm extremely into the political world. If I haven't seen his campaigning, there probably isn't very much of it, at least not around here right now. So what that means is he's probably looking at the country and deciding, okay, where do I want to go? He's going to run the same way Biden ran. Biden ran on the idea of unity as a Democrat. He ran on the idea of unity, uniting the country under what we all have in common, which is government, right? That was what he ran under. Steve Laffey's probably going to run under the idea of we have in common is that we are American. That's what we have in common. Not the government. We have America in common. It's probably what he's going to run on. I don't know if it's going to last. I don't think it will last very long at all. Probably a month, maybe, into the actually heated campaigning part, simply because he's not telling people his policies. He's a Republican, right? Which means we can right away assume a couple things. He doesn't want to ban all guns. We can assume that. He also doesn't want to raise taxes. We can assume that. But does he want to lower taxes? Does he want to do anything with guns, period? Does he want to pass certain restrictions on guns? Like, you see, the simple parts of he doesn't want to ban guns and he doesn't want to raise taxes, that doesn't tell us much of anything about him. How much does he want to lower taxes? If so, by how much? Does he want to regulate guns with, like, red flag laws where the government can just take your gun away if they think you're a danger to society? Which sounds like a good idea, but then when you have a Democrat as president, it's not a great idea. Or if you have the opposing party as president, it's not a great idea. Because you can just simply say that you're... Let's put it this way as an example. Red flag laws are not that great because if I'm a Republican and I go out there and say, we have guns so that we can overthrow a tyrannical government, and I can say that legally, First Amendment, I can say that. And the government says, oh, that sounds like a terrorist, take away his guns. I mean, they're just proving my point at that, right? So Steve Laffey, I would say, I don't really know. He's not going to last long at all. He's about as qualified as Pete Buttigieg, except he's a Republican, not a Democrat. He's not going to get anywhere, really. Next on the list, we have Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley is really interesting because she used to serve as, well, governor of South Carolina, and then she served under Trump as the ambassador to the United Nations. And what's really interesting about all of this is because she was a pretty decent Republican in South Carolina. The problem I'm having with this is she also wasn't that great. She passed laws, or the legislator in South Carolina passed laws, right? And the laws basically said, hey, we are not a big fan of transgenderism or wokeism, so we're going to limit it. I don't remember the exact laws where it was a long time ago. It was 2018, I think, when she did this. The point I'm trying to make here is she vetoed those bills and did not sign those bills or did not support those bills simply because a lot of people on the opposite party didn't like it, and she was trying to take a more centrist opinion. And something I have against centrist opinions is just that I'm not a centrist. I'm a Republican. I'm going to tell you what's true, and I don't care what you think. I'm going to tell you every single thing I believe, and I'm going to tell you for a fact is based off the Bible. And I'm going to tell you for a fact everything I say is true unless I correct myself later. I'm going to say it just like that. And that sounds arrogant, but here's the point I'm trying to make. If I don't do that, what does the world turn into? Nikki Haley, if I don't do what the way I do it, and I turn into someone like Nikki Haley, for example, where I cave into pressure, what's going to happen? What's going to happen is we see more and more of your truth, your truth, and your truth, and your truth, and less the truth. Because the fact of the matter is, we're all under God, whether we believe in him or not. I'm a Christian. The only truth in the world is God's truth. There are facts that are based off the truth, God's truth. That's it. That's all there is. Super simple for me. So that's something we have to understand, right? And Nikki Haley, I'm kind of concerned. I think she would be a great president. Don't get me wrong. Nikki Haley would be an excellent president. I don't think she would raise taxes, as far as I'm concerned. She loves America. Her parents are immigrants from South Asia. She's really an excellent woman in general. The point I'm just trying to make here is, yes, she wants to lower taxes. Yes, she likes guns the way I like them. Not in the way like, yeah, but like a sport. Go to a shooting range, shoot at targets, whatever. Go hunting, whatever, who cares. That kind of sport. She's pretty decent on paper. The point I'm trying to make here is, how flimsy is this paper? If she's tested by the opposite side, is she going to become more centrist again? Or is she not, and she's going to just hold tight to her views like I would do? That's the point I'm trying to make. And even still, she'd be better than Biden, obviously. She's a Republican. She'd be a lot better than whatever the Democrats throw out there. It's just, we need to pick the best person for the job, right? So let's go with it that way. Vivek Ramaswamy, also a Republican. I don't know much about him. Once again, he's more like just a multi-million dollar TV star. I mean, he's very successful with the business. We'll put it that way. He's really good at business, which means he's really good at who to hire and who to fire. So I think if he were to become president, the government would probably become less corrupt simply because he would hire and fire the correct people. But I don't know if he'd go into the right policies. You can have a super uncorrupt government and yet also have the worst policies on planet Earth. For example, you could have a government that has no money for itself and does everything for its people, and yet at the same time is a communist country, and that's not good. So at the end of the day, Vivek Ramaswamy, yeah, he's great in business, really great Republican, I'm sure. Is that really going to hold up when it comes to the policies? We'll see. All that anyone knows about him so far is that he's a great businessman and he's announced he's running for president. We don't even know what his policies are. We don't know if he's going to try to take a centrist position like Nikki Haley or what he's going to do. We don't know. I have no idea what he's going to do. Perry Johnson, also a Republican, he literally announced that he's running for president at CPAC convention. That's it. That's literally it. That's all that happened. Like, at the CPAC convention, this is what happened. Trump... So this is what they do. They vote. It's a pre-vote. It's like, as of right now, what do we want to see happening in the country? And so what they do is they take a vote and they say, who do we want to be our Republican nomination? And they just put on names of people, every single Republican who has run, and then a Republican who probably is going to run but hasn't announced yet. So on the straws, the names are Trump, Perry Johnson, and Ron DeSantis. It was Trump. The people who got the most votes were Trump, and then it was Ron DeSantis, and then Perry Johnson. I mean, Perry Johnson's 75 years old, okay? I think we need some new blood. And when I say new blood, I don't mean a 30-year-old president. I mean someone, yes, who's really experienced, good at what they do, but not 70 years old. I'm getting kind of sick of old people. A little bit annoying at this point. So Perry Johnson, I don't know. Okay. I don't think he's going to get anywhere. Again, this is the reoccurring thing with Republicans when they're running. For example, like I said, Perry Johnson, Vivek Ramaswamy, and even Steve Laffey. All of these people, we don't know their policies. I could look into their Twitter and look at their Reddit or whatever, their Instagram, and see what they probably believe, but I don't have any proof that they actually believe that. So in the end, it's kind of useless. I would say Perry Johnson strikes me more as a middle guy. He's running as a Republican because he thinks Republicans will win the election, but he's more like an independent than anything. So will he do anything good? I don't know. I have no idea. This Asa Hutchinson, Yeah, same thing, same story. I don't. Should I even go over Asa Hutchinson? I'll just talk about him real quick. Basically, Asa Hutchinson's another old guy. He's 72 years old, and you know who Liz Cheney is? Liz Cheney. Is that who you say it? Liz Cheney? Yeah, Liz Cheney. That's basically who he is, but a man version and a little bit older. Put it that way. So I don't think he'd be a great president. I think he'd run like a he'd run as a Republican, and when he's president, he'd be a Democrat. Put it that way. Marianne Williamson, she's a Democrat. So we're getting to the Democrats now. So before I get into the Democrats, let me go back a bit. Trump. We all know Trump is running for president, right? What do I think about Trump? Well, I think Trump is, he had some excellent ideas when he was president. Lower taxes, free trade. I'm not a big fan of tariffs. I'll put it that way. I really don't like tariffs because when it comes to tariffs and trade wars, what we tend to find out is that the world doesn't need us. We need the world when it comes to economy. That's how economies work. That's how they succeed in life, right? A tariff on China, I did understand why we had it. As long as we didn't go too far into it, it didn't have too many high tariffs on it, it was fine. So the tariff war with China was actually okay. I was kind of for it, simply because we need to lower our dependency on China. And as soon as that happened, we could return or get rid of the tariffs as we needed, right? So Trump, I think it was great at deciding what needed to be done economically speaking. Socially speaking, he wasn't that great. He often sided with Democrats when it came to transgenderism or when it came to gay marriage, whatever. He often sided with them. I would say if right now we need something better. Right now we need economy fixed and we need the culture fixed. So Trump is not the person. On top of that, Trump is running simply because he's jealous that Biden beat him. That's the only reason Trump is running. And on top of that, so on top of that, Trump is also becoming more and more liberal. And I know you might laugh at me and be like, "Oh, Trump, liberal? He's like the leader of the Republican Party. How in the world could Donald John Trump become a liberal?" Well, he did try to work with Democrats to ban AR-15s among other guns, and yes, that didn't pass because they impeached him. It's kind of on the Democrats for that. He also kind of wants to keep your Social Security. And I understand Social Security is great. The idea of Social Security is excellent, right? When you retire, you get paid, even though you're not working. Sounds like an excellent thing. I don't like the government running it. That's the only problem. Just think of it that way. Because if the government runs it, all someone has to do is threaten to lower the Social Security age from, I think it's 65 right now, or is it 66? Let's say it's 66 and they threaten to lower it to 65. All someone has to do is run for president and say that he's going to keep it at 66 and he'll win the election. That's why I don't like it in the hands of the government. The government just plays with it like it's a toy, like it's a toy for getting elected. And then they go broke in the process because they're terrible at investing that money. What should happen is every single penny you put into Social Security should return back to you. All of that same money returned back to you when you retire. That's what should happen. It's not what happens, but it's what should happen. So I think it being in the hands of businesses, multiple businesses, say maybe there's seven or eight major ones per state. That would be what? 400 different Social Security type businesses nationwide. That'd be excellent. It really would. They would better invest the money. They would also not use it for an election tool. So Social Security, I don't like Trump's opinion on Social Security. I don't want Trump to be president simply because he's running because he got beat by Biden. That's the only reason why he's wanting to run again. Put it that way. And you might say, well, he would definitely run again if he won in 2020. No, he can't run again. You can't run three times. So kind of a self-defeating argument. One more Republican I want to list here is Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis is, what's the best way to put him? He's my choice. He's not running for president. Ron DeSantis is probably going to run for president, but he has not announced that he is currently running for president. He probably will at the end of May, which is the end of the legislative cycle in Florida. And when that happens, he'll likely announce he's running for president. And when that happens, when he announces, the Florida legislature will pass a bill allowing him to run for president because there's some confusing laws I don't quite understand in there, but you get the point. DeSantis is probably going to run for president. We'll probably know by June or July. And when he does, I'm going to full-on support him. Look at Florida. Just you might be a full Trump type guy. You might be, oh yeah, I love Trump. Just stop with the arguments. Just close your mind a second. Well, stop talking in your mind. Don't close your mind. But like, quiet your mind. Look at Florida. What was Florida in 2017? A junk hole, a whole bunch of crime in all these major cities. And granted, it's a major city. There's always going to be crime, but a lot more than there is now. All of this crime, it's not good, right? All of this crime causes enormous amounts of problems. And so when you have, well, that among it being a swing state and it's economically unstable, Florida was not the best. I mean, you would go there for tourism, but you didn't really want to live there. And now, guess what? Ron DeSantis, elected governor in 2018, inaugurated in 2019, re-elected in 2022, re-inaugurated in 2023. All of this stuff. Ron DeSantis has flipped Florida upside down. It became a purple state from, oh, a Democrat might win this time, or oh, a Republican might win this time, to a Republican's going to win. And it's Ron DeSantis. And Ron DeSantis almost completely, I can't say eliminated, but the major crime in cities has been decreased significantly. On top of this, those major cities that were once voting solidly Democrat voted for Ron DeSantis, a Republican, extremely conservative Republican, in the latest election in 2022. Again, on top of this, remember when I said I like economics, we need an economic revival, we also need a cultural revival, right? Ron DeSantis has done both for Florida. Economic revival, he's lowered taxes. The economy in Florida is booming because businesses are moving from California and even from Texas to go to Florida. And the culture? Look at Florida. Have you ever heard of the Don't Say Gay Bill? It's not really called the Don't Say Gay Bill. It's actually called, correct me if I'm wrong, like parental education rights or something like that. The entire bill basically says you cannot teach sex before third grade. I might also be including third grade, but okay, sure, whatever. But you cannot teach sex in that way. And Democrats and liberals got mad because that means you can't teach gay sex. And you're right. If you can't teach sex, you can't teach gay sex either. That's the entire bill. Like, don't you get it? If you can't teach sex, why would you be able to teach gay sex? Someone explain to me. It's wrong. That's what the bill says. And Democrats got mad about it. Seriously, you're getting mad because you aren't any better than anyone else? You're not worse, but you're definitely not better. We're all equal. Can't you just see it that way? But they got mad. Democratic leaders, I should say, got mad about it. Even though the majority of Democrats and I would say 100% of Republicans in Florida support the bill, which is a little bit strange. Democrats should think more about the constituents, if you ask me. Florida also signed some bills that limit their amount of, what do you call them? Sexually explicit shows. The Democrats call them drag shows, and it's disgusting. The entire point was to say you cannot have anyone under 18 watching the sexually explicit shows, whether they're drag shows or porn shows or whatever it is, you can't have anyone under that age. Again, Democrats got mad because that means kids cannot go to drag shows. Are you joking? You're getting mad because of that? All of this is pointing to Ron DeSantis is doing the right things for Florida. And Florida is booming. Why don't we make him president and see what happens? Because if Florida is anything, if Florida tells you anything about what he can do, I want to see him president. There's the Republicans for you. Let's get to Democrats. I don't know almost anything about most of these Democrats just because they're Democrats. They're probably not going to win. I can tell you what they most likely believe because almost all Democrats believe the exact same thing. It's just the way they go. So let's start with Marianne Williamson. She's a Democrat, obviously. 70 years old, so basically a female version of Trump when he first became president, although she's a Democrat. So think of how old Trump was when he became president. Marianne Williamson, about his age, but a Democrat and female. And she really wants to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, which, if you ask me, is a terrible idea, because when you do that, Nebraska is going to struggle, and Nebraska, will not like that. They will vote solidly Republican in the next election. Ohio is going to struggle, and they won't like that, so they will vote solidly Republican in the next election. Missouri would struggle, and they would vote solidly. You get the point. Every single state that has a lower minimum wage than $15 an hour, except for probably Iowa. Actually, no, Iowa would struggle too, because mostly farms. Every single state that has a lower than $15 an hour minimum wage will struggle, economically speaking, for the next 7 years, simply because you raise the minimum wage and they will vote Republican. They already do mostly vote Republican. The point I'm saying is it's just adding salt to a wound. She wants to raise the minimum wage because it doesn't hurt. Most Democrats want to do this. They want to raise the minimum wage because it gives them votes and it doesn't hurt their votes, because the people who oppose it already aren't voting for them. And the people it will hurt aren't going to vote for them anyway. So why would they care? You see the point? Robert F. Kennedy Jr., obviously a Democrat. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is really interesting because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is grandson of John F. Kennedy. And if that's anything, his name means nothing. John F. Kennedy back then in 1960s was a Democrat, right? Today he'd be a Republican because he advocated for lower taxes. He didn't like abortion. He liked equal rights, which both parties like, although only one of them shows it, which is the Republican Party, because we don't go like, hey guys, I'm black, I'm the first black guy to do this. Like, shut up. Nobody cares. If you're the first white person to do something, nobody cares. I don't give a crap. Like, people will be like, well, what about the first man on the moon? The first human being on the moon? Yeah. The first human being on the moon. I recognize that as the first human being on the moon. If we need to celebrate the first black man on the moon, then are you saying the first black man isn't a human being? Exactly. See my points now? We don't need to celebrate a first black man doing anything. We don't need to celebrate a first white man doing anything. We don't need to celebrate a first black or white woman doing anything. You understand my point? We don't need to celebrate ourselves. We're here to worship God. We shouldn't be celebrating ourselves anyway. The point I'm trying to make here is that the left is trying to virtue signal. They're making problems that don't exist, fabricating them out of thin air and making people believe in them so that when they do believe in them, they can succeed. But the thing behind all this with the left, when they have this large system that you believe in and you believe in it because it sounds right, all it takes is for 50% of those people who believe in it now to change their mind, and the entire thing falls apart completely. On the other hand, Republicans, you're right, we don't all believe the same thing. But the vast majority of us are connected through one thing that will never fall, and that is the Bible. The Bible will never be proven false. The Bible is true. God is obviously existent. We base everything off that. Nothing will fail. Ever. Put it that way. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So, like I said, John F. Kennedy, basically a Republican is what John F. Kennedy was. Robert F. Kennedy is not a Republican. In 2000, early 2000s, he would be considered a crazy left-winging Democrat. And today, he's considered a pretty moderate Democrat. We'll put it that way. Simply because he doesn't like forcing certain things on people, like the vaccine. But he is for higher taxes. He is for environmental protections, like forcing electric cars and whatnot. He is for all of that, right? That's the basics of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He is something special, and we'll put it that way. I don't think he'll get very far, same as the other Democrat. There are two other Democrats, though, that I haven't announced yet or haven't talked about yet. President Joe Biden, he's probably going to run for president. He hasn't officially announced, but he probably will run for president. It's almost guaranteed he will. And we all know what he's running on. He's going to be running on the same things he ran before, unity, and that his great. He's going to pretend he has a great economy, even though he definitely does not have a great economy. Have you seen the prices at the grocery store? I don't think he has. You get the point here. That's just the basics, right? We all know how Biden's going to run. I don't think, depending on who he runs against, he may or may not win. He will win the Democratic nomination. No, actually, I'll get back to that. The other Democrat I need to talk about here is Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. And this is the second time, I think, I thought he was going to run. 2020, I thought he was going to run, and he didn't. 2024, he's definitely running for president. And the reason why I'm saying this is because he's going around to a whole bunch of states talking about why he thinks California is amazing. And I'm sorry, but 90% of the population of the United States of America disagrees with him. And that's not a real statistic. I made that up. It's probably more like 64%. But you understand the idea. If only 64% of the population of America disagree with him, that means that 14% are Democrats. In theory, 14% of those people are Democrats, which means 86% of Democrats think California is amazing. And if they think California is amazing, wouldn't they want him as president? So what I think Republicans should do, if Gavin Newsom runs for president, they need to help pay for Gavin Newsom to run for president, because he will lose in the election. This is a really controversial opinion, and I'm sorry if it's hard to understand. I'll try to explain it the best way I can. In 2022, Democrats paid for extremely far-right Republicans in their elections with the idea that they would lose the main election, and it paid off. Many Republicans lost their elections that they were supposed to win simply because they were the nominee. If Trump is the nominee, he will not, almost guaranteed, not beat Joe Biden. It will be almost a complete repeat of 2020, because we've already seen this before, right? But if Gavin Newsom is their nomination for the Democratic Party and Trump is the nomination for the Republican Party, Trump will beat Gavin Newsom. You've got 100% of Republicans on your side, the majority of independents on our side, plus 14% of Democrats on our side. And that will shrink to about 2%. Because Democrats almost always vote Democrat, Republicans almost always vote Republican, you get the point. The only way we can beat Biden is if DeSantis is president. DeSantis will beat both Biden and Gavin Newsom, which is why I advocate for him to be the Republican nomination. Obviously, nobody is going to really hear this except for the people who listen to this, but no Republican leader is going to hear this episode, most likely. It's just the way it is. But that's the basics of all this politics, right? Enough with the nonsense, enough with these gibberish from people talking about, hey, this guy's gonna run, or this guy's gonna run, or this guy's gonna run, and just enough of it, please. Let's just focus on what needs to get done. Instead of being, I'm a Nikki Haley, just shut, please. If you're a Republican, DeSantis. He is the right way right now. That was a little bit extreme, but let me put it in the very basic, basic way. You vote for Trump, you have only one option to win the presidency. One option. And that is if Gavin Newsom is the nomination for the Democrats. I don't like Gavin Newsom. I despise him enormously. But if he's the nomination for the Democrats, Trump will win. That is the only way. DeSantis will win no matter what. That is almost 96% guaranteed. There's obviously a little bit of margin of error there. I could be a little bit off, but, you know, he will almost guaranteed win. We need DeSantis. Enough with the Trump. I understand, okay? I understand Trump was an excellent president. We liked him because he was a big break from Obama. No one really liked Obama at the end of his presidency. No one. And that's a fact. Look at his polls. They were terrible. Trump gave us that break, and he was an excellent president. He was a terrible person, but he was an excellent president in the meantime. And that was amazing for us, right? He was the first guy who actually represented the majority of our opinions in a long time. It was amazing. We need to leave him because he no longer represents our opinions. He represents himself. He's running for president because he lost in 2020. That is the only reason why. He's becoming more and more liberal. He doesn't represent us anymore. We need DeSantis. We need younger blood. We need someone who actually will work for us. That is what we need. All right. That's the end of the episode. This episode will be uploaded to YouTube, so say hi to the YouTube people. And for you guys who are on YouTube, first of all, thank you for watching the video. But be sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment if you'd like, all of that stuff. You can hear this podcast on Weekly Politics Podcast on Spotify, really any platform you have, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, whatever, anything like that. Let me know what you guys think, and catch you all later. Adios.